guys, welcome back. It's been a minute since we've been on the podcast. My apologies, but with all this craziness that has been going on, we needed that break and to get things together and whatnot. So we didn't record last week. Totally okay. We're here now. And I have the lovely Tida here with me. How was your weekend? It's been two weekends. Well, how was your birthday weekend?
My birthday weekend was tremendous. Let me tell you. Got surprised with a great birthday gift. So you were right the last time we talked about it.
Yeah, it was, right? What'd you get? What happened? Tell me all about it.
A car rental.
What kind of car rental?
i8. Very fun to drive.
So a 2019 BMW i8, all-wheel drive, turbo boost in it, yeah, top down, chrome rim spinning. Is that how it goes? Is that how the song goes?
There was no chrome rims on there.
Rim spinning. But song.
I just liked it. All-wheel drive.
It was so dope. Picking it up.
Great handling.
Was amazing. That's like my only time I really got to drive it, besides the one time I went to go visit some friends. So I rented a car in Turo. It was a lot of fun. The website is pretty dope. The guy I rented it from, he is hella dope. And he had a good birthday party. He just rented it for the day and, you know, we went to dinner and had the kids. And
Dave and Buster's. That's where we went.
I know. Oh, nice. Went to dinner. We had the kids and all that good stuff.
They had that pitching game. That was the funnest thing they've ever had at Dave and Buster's ever.
You think?
I know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I probably would have done as well as you and Curdy. But yeah. Let's see here. My weekend was great.
Nobody asked yet.
I know. Since you didn't ask, I have to volunteer. Well, both of them. Your birthday weekend was good. Yeah. The weekend that we took off, it was good. We got to prepare and get a lot of stuff done. Did some grocery shopping, all that good stuff. So that was cool. Super casual, copacetic, mild. It was a great weekend. Great weekend. So we're going to go into our segment, Everyday Life Struggles. What's on it for you? Cheers.
Well, hopefully this is not every day, but
it has been for the past almost 2 weeks.
Working from home, yes. Part of my job makes it almost impossible to work at home. So
it's super hands-on.
I need to be on the job site, and I enjoy that. So it's hard to work from home, but trying to get used to that.
Yeah.
Worked for a couple hours from home this morning.
Yeah, and that was great when you were here with me. So, yes, working from home has been not a struggle. For you, that's a struggle. I like working from home. So, no struggle over here with that. I actually enjoy working from home. So, it's been different from me to him because, again, the different jobs that we do have. But why are we working from home? Because this coronavirus is literally still going on. Which is crazy. And people are freaking out. I went to Winko this past Sunday at like 6 o'clock in the morning or like 7, whatever, to get some like tissue, paper towel, like regular everyday essentials that we need for our home. And there was a line, a whole line. And I was acting in front of a cop and I'm like, do you know, like what are you guys doing about it? And they may even be sent home, basically. That's what he was telling me. But anyways, stood in line to get some tissue. When I get the tissue, right now people are just so rude and so on edge, it's unreal. So I get one thing of toilet paper and then I get one thing of paper towel. So I'm not like grabbing 4, 5, 6 loads of tissue and 3 things of paper towel, just one in one. I go to the self-checkout, and this old-ass broad was like, you can only have one toiletry. And I'm like, really, bitch? I was like, well, you should have put a sign up that said one toiletry only, because I'm thinking, oh, here's one tissue, here's one paper towel. Make a long story short, I was like, well, ho, put up a sign that says so, because there's no sign over there that says you can only buy one fucking toiletry. She was rude. My little baby clothes were hurt, but I kind of mushed the paper towels into her when she came to grab them, so God don't like ugly. I will fight an old lady, okay? So. No, so that was, that's been a struggle. Like, just going to the store to get everyday things for your home, it's been really difficult because people are literally freaking out over this coronavirus, and I get it. And I do want people to take it seriously. Just take your black ass inside. That's it, really. Stay inside, do what the world says to do, and, you know, we should hopefully be all okay.
We should not have to stay inside. I do not want to stay inside.
Well, if they're claiming that it's airborne, and just as fast as it spread, you probably should stay inside. Probably. Even though we went to the park the other day. But now we're going to stay inside.
Play basketball.
Play basketball. Contact with other people. Lovely. Yeah, it's just been a hot mess. And also, I'm so tired of getting on social media because, unfortunately, that's the only thing to do.
You don't have to get on social media.
But I have a podcast, so I gotta promote shit. So, you know, regular social media stuff. I'm so tired of seeing all these, oh, at-home workout apps. Like, oh my God. Like, I do my own at-home workouts. I'm not putting them all over social media. Every athlete or workout influencer, that's where they are because they can't go to the gym. They can't go outside. They can't do other regular stuff. Love it, but I hate it. And I wish it would stop. I don't want to be quarantined anymore. So that's just my intake on that.
I don't think anybody wants to be quarantined.
You know what?
The kids probably like it. Tage loves playing video games all day, every day. Passes out. He does. With his headphones on.
He does. I don't mind being quarantined for the fact that, like, I'm a homebody. You know, I'm a homebody, but I can also go out as well. But just everyone being quarantined and seeing everyone do the TikTok and the workout and
all that. I just want all my chicken wing spots to open back up so I can enjoy a nice
You just meal. Got ATL wings. What are you talking about?
Yeah, to go. Like, I can't do a business meeting at no closed restaurant, closed chicken wing spot.
If you're doing a business meeting, why are you doing it at a chicken joint?
Why wouldn't I do it at a chicken joint?
Fair enough. Okay. Since the whole quarantine has been happening, there's a lot of Netflix going on. There's a lot of TV watching, movie watching, all that good stuff. So steady streaming. I actually got a recommendation from my father. It was his birthday, yes, the 22nd. No. Happy belated birthday, father, even though I already called you and told you happy birthday. He gave me a suggestion to watch this movie called Platforms on Netflix. So, one thing about my dad, he likes the super sci-fi Matrix.
He does like sci-fi.
He does, like, Alien versus Predator. Like, that's the kind of movies, like, he takes to all the time. So, Platform, it is different, but it's very interesting. And it's definitely a movie that my father would recommend. So, didn't surprise me. It came from him. Your favorite show got canceled? No? Yes? Yes? No?
Yeah. There's been shows that get canceled.
So what's your favorite show that got canceled?
Pardon the interruption, but they're going to do a remote one. They're trying to film a remote one.
So it got canceled because of the coronavirus? Yeah. Holy cow.
But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of the shows are doing the remote.
I mean, shows, not even sports, that's being, that's been canceled.
So lots of hardwood classics, lots of old
Turner classic old movies?
Games. No. Although I loved when Turner played the Braves and all the old games. Okay. Old Braves games.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
My favorite. Absolutely.
Finished McMillions. That was kind of like anticlimactic.
Love the grammar, sweetheart.
It wasn't really like, it was, I mean, you figured that's how it was going to end, but I don't know.
I was going to say
maybe that's, I was just like way too invested in the beginning.
You were, because you're like, that guy in the beginning was so funny. Like, you
he
were
was just a funny guy.
Okay, but you put too much emotions towards him too soon. Like, you were wearing your
damn
heart.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, you know, McMillions over. It's okay.
Ridiculousness. Still
no,
streaming that.
Stop. Reruns. You've seen all of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm catching up. Not the new ones.
There's no new ones right now. Especially not right now.
I don't know that.
So, one of my go-to movies all day, every day, doesn't matter the time of the day, is what?
Hokey pokey.
That's what my son calls it. Hocus pocus. Since I've been working from home, I wash it maybe like 2 or 3 times a day.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just really like that movie. It's like such a... I for some reason, I do not get tired of it. It's really weird.
It's March. Still watching it.
I watch it all the time. And especially on Halloween, it's like an everyday... Like, after replay. And then I have Disney Plus and it's on there. I could literally watch it at home, on the go, on my phone.
I haven't checked out the Disney Plus yet.
I only watch Hocus Pocus. I haven't watched anything else on there. The kids have.
Do they live stream games on there?
That is the Disney Plus Plus. It's like a...
Yeah, not, we need that.
I don't know. We don't need that. Okay. We don't need that at all. Because you'll just be distracted like you are now.
I haven't even looked up at it.
You're looking up at it now.
Well, yeah. Now that you looked up at it.
Oh, my Lord. I'm done.
It is the... ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. Mock Draft 3.0. No sports, only thing on
right now. Well, there's no sports being played.
I don't like that. How's that make you feel? This has never happened in my life.
No? Are you having withdrawals?
I mean, that's why I'm watching like old classics and still doing mock fantasy.
Mock fantasy.
Baseball draft.
Wait, so on our fantasy, can we do a mock draft?
Do a mock draft for probably any sport.
Oh, we have to try it out.
I don't know if they're like year round, but I don't know. They canceled my baseball. That's another thing. They postponed my fucking baseball fantasy.
Oh my gosh, no. I really don't care. I don't care.
The listeners probably don't care either.
They do.
One email, though.
We do have an email.
That's later, though.
Yeah, we'll go over that a little bit later.
Teaser.
A teaser.
That's what teaser called there.
Right. Have kids, they say. Okay.
Well, you had a meltdown today while I was at work.
Okay, first of all, I did not have a meltdown.
Really? Because I fucking picked it up at work.
Is that what
you... Folks all in my face, and you're like, I can't do it with 2 kids here by myself. It's one or the other. When are you coming home?
That's not a meltdown. That's not a meltdown. But yes, your kids. So, I worked from home.
And then I asked Dr. Kyler. She's like, everything's good. I was like, Tage is not behaving himself. Or I was like, you guys are having behaving yourself. She's like, well, Tage is not. I was like, you're not keeping after
she
him.
She wasn't either.
She's like, you know how he is. You can't be hard on her because of that.
I can be hard on both of them because she's old enough to like...
You're old enough too, and he still don't listen to nobody.
Yes, first of all, he listens to me, not to you, okay? You're sure. The pushover, not sure. I. It's literally bad cop, good cop. So working from home is a blessing. I love it, and I'm super, super grateful that I'm still able to work.
But wants to be a stay-at-home mom.
I do not want to be a stay-at-home mom all the time, not full-time. I said I'll get a part-time job once that kicks in. So anyways, I have already stayed at home multiple times with just my son, okay? He's already a handful as it is. He's 3 going on 4. And he's just a full bundle of craziness. And so when he's by himself, he keeps himself company. Just by himself, plays a game, coloring a book or whatever. Give him a pen and pencil. But he can, like, I can tell, like, you know, like, be quiet. I'm on a call or whatever. He'll listen.
Pen and pencil.
My daughter comes. Both of these guys. Oh, my God. So, again, it wasn't a meltdown. But it was not a meltdown.
You just overplayed it then.
I didn't overplay anything. I was being serious. You need to come home and get your freaking kids. I had 2 conference calls for work today. So this would be Tuesday. And I was like, you guys, go in the game room, play the games, just keep it down. I have a phone call. I'm like muting in and out of my phone call. People are like, Asianelle, like AJ. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, all right, I got to like... tell these kids to be quiet. I go in the room. Tage is like standing on Kyler's head, but Kyler's head's like in between the couch. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I don't understand. I literally just asked you guys to play the game and to be quiet because mommy has a phone call to take for work. I work from 6:30 to 3:00, so it's a stretch. 2 fucking kids, I can't do it. So I did call my husband. I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do this.
So now I have to work at home Tuesdays and Thursdays.
When we have our daughter. And that's just for the help, you know? That's what marriage is all about. Helping and supporting one another. So I ask for his help and his support because I'm not fucking doing it with his kids all by myself, just them. I'm not.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
Next topic.
Perfect. That is cool. Ain't doing it with your kids. I'm not doing it with your kids. So we have... I got a lot of feedback from the last couple podcasts that Tyler and I have done together. And people seem to be interested in us and things about that. Cool. Thanks. That's awesome.
Way to sell it.
Right? So I've been getting different messages on my Instagram. I got a couple emails. But people were asking like, oh, like, you know, Tyler is hilarious and like just dry, but hilarious. Like a really... old red wine. I don't like those ones. I like dessert wines. But obviously. You're making me lose my thought. So I've gotten things about
that's
that.
How like I know you're Tyler lying. They didn't say I was hilarious.
No, they did. Oh my god. So Bernardo was like, yo, Tyler's fucking hilarious. Like he's funny as shit. I was like, yeah, he's definitely a character that I would not like to play in a video game. But I have gotten feedback on you. So people are, again, obviously interested and want to know more about you and I, or even you, which is perfectly fine. So I thought it would be cool to do a compatibility test. What do you think? Lay it on ya? All right.
We already did one of these, I think.
No, it wasn't. This is a compatible test.
Okay.
To see how compatible we are with one another. Okay. The other one was like a questionnaire.
Somebody sent this in.
No, so this is one that I looked up. People were sending in emails or sending me messages on Instagram about like you and I and things like that. So there's only 10 questions, so it's not going to be super duper long. So question one, as a couple, would you say that you share a common vision for your future? So A would be no, not really. B would be not.
Are you asking me these questions and I answer them?
So it says as a couple. This is just one quiz that we're doing.
Okay.
You guys, he's never seen the quiz, so this is how you know, literally off the top of the head. So this is to both of us. So as a couple, would you say that you share a common vision for your future? So there's A, B, C, and D, the choices. A, not at all. B, not at the moment, but we'll just see what happens. C, mostly yes, but we don't have it all plotted out. Or D, yes, we frequently talk about our future goals together. So what would you say?
I'd say we talk about our future goals together all the time.
So D. So now I believe the rest of the questions are directed towards you. So if someone asked you how compatible you were as a couple, what would you say?
Well, are you reading out these?
So A is we're just rubbing along. I guess I don't tend to give it much thought. B,
I already hate this test.
We don't have that much in common, but we're okay for now. C, our relationship isn't perfect, but we're strong as a couple. D, we see ourselves as very connected and are on the same page about things that are most important to us.
D.
He's just choosing the best answer he knows. I would be like, excuse me. Three, how do your politic views match those of your partner?
Don't care.
You don't care?
About politics? No.
So we avoid talking about politics. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, I try and avoid politics with everybody.
Okay, cool. When it comes to religion, are there any points of contention?
No.
I mean, it's not...
I don't like this test.
It's okay. We don't really talk about religion. We can never agree on this and argue all the time. We do differ in some ways.
I like the ones where we get to compete and you get points and I get points.
Okay, but that's not the one that they were asking for. So finish this and then other ones will come about, okay? Five, how do you spend your spare time as a couple? We don't really spend much time together on our free time. We argue a lot, so spending enough time... there isn't enough time. We tend to pursue our hobbies separately, which work for us, or we do a nice balance between shared interests and separate hobbies.
I mean, D again. These are like really negative options.
I don't think they're negative.
They're all negative and the last one's positive. Look.
No, it's not.
We don't really spend much time. We argue, but we tend to pursue our hobbies. But
that's not even negative.
Separately, we do our hobbies.
Oh, which works for us. That's not negative at all.
All right, yeah, so D.
Here's this. Oh, we're compatible. Oh, my God. When it comes to finances, how does your attitude differ to that of your partner? So we don't bother talking about money. We have pretty different attitudes when it comes to money. We prefer to keep our finances separate, responsible for our own money decisions, or we tend to agree on most things with money. We're in the habit of discussing things and making decisions together.
I'd say a mixture between C and D.
I'm going to put C because we do keep our finances separate. Mm. 7, as a couple, would you say that you regularly share a laugh together? Not really. Our humor jars in another D. way. We do have a giggle together sometimes. We share a laugh most days that makes us feel connected. I'm connected to you. During the holiday season, how easy is it for you to decide whose family to spend Christmas with? Well, that would be your family the past couple years, yeah?
Yeah, but
or do we tend to split it up?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends who's in town too. But for the most part, we split it up. Yeah.
Okay, so we tend to split up and visit our own families. We often can't change, or can't agree. We tend to spend holidays away from our families to make it life easier, or we always plan ahead. I would say we always plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, D.
Excuse me. All right, 9. How close are you when it comes to sex and intimacy? So, why is that funny?
They went, okay.
Completely left field?
Yeah, okay.
So, A, we just have mechanical sex. B, we are pretty passionate. It's the one area that's always been good. C, we like to hold hands and have a cuddle, which leads to more than a cuddle. Intimacy is important to both of us, and we're always made, we always like basically make time for that.
I'd say A, B, C, and D.
Okay, well, you can only choose one. Well, A, we have mechanical sex.
I don't even know what that is, but
well, then why would you? That's like, I don't even know what that is.
It's probably like missionary. So, yeah. We just have, but so yeah, I guess I'm A.
You're A?
I said I guess not A.
I would say D. The intimacy is important to both of us.
All right, last question. Let's get it.
10, when it comes to talking about raising a family, how similar are your ideas? We're just muddling along. Well, we already have kids, so that's definitely not. Muddling along, whatever. It's a real bone, a contingent as we differ about most things. We realize that we have to compromise. And D, we share similar values and beliefs when it comes to parenting.
Yeah, whatever.
So I'd say D. Perfect. So let's see what our compatibility is.
You answered D.
Weird. You answered D. in the personality quiz 7 times. So you have similar beliefs and values about important things in your lives, from family to friendships to managing money. This has enabled you to create a strong and secure relationship. However, you both understand that your relationship needs consistency and nurturing. It's this understanding that stops you from taking each other for granted. You acknowledge that just being on the same page isn't enough. You've learned that in order to go the distance, you have to maintain connection, communication, and compassion. You invest in this as a couple regularly, work on it, and this keeps your relationship healthy.
I love nurturing.
It says, you plan on getting married. I've been there, done that, so we're already married. Well, that's cool. I would say that we're pretty compatible. Mm-hmm. You're like the dry wine, I'm the sweet wine, like the dessert wine that mostly everyone enjoys. No? False? Real? True?
Glad I know that, yeah.
That's funny. All right, so we did get an email. I try to go through my emails and see which ones are going to best fit with the topics that we do talk about. The email that I got, this person said, I noticed that your husband has been on the podcast with you lately. I'm curious, how did you guys meet? What? Do you want to start this one?
What was the question?
Oh my God. So this email basically said, I've... Stop. You can see I'm done. You don't know, it's all upper body, player.
How we met. Bank.
Roll.
Went into a bank. Went into a bank that my friend, was he a manager there?
Supervisor? He was a branch manager. Branch he was my manager. Branch manager.
And I think I had our daughter with us, my daughter.
Yeah.
The first time you didn't.
The second time you
so
did.
I came in.
I knew he came
I saw,
back.
Like,
for me.
Them cheeks and them khakis. And so
I wasn't even wearing khakis.
Yes, you were. Yes,
this
were.
Is not Target. I wasn't in khakis.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, why is she wearing dressed like she was going to Target?
Why she dressed like
but it worked good. I was like,
I was in a pencil
But
small.
At that time, no. When I first showed up,
okay.
Just let me tell the story.
Okay.
And then I was like, who's that girl? It looked like she worked at Target. And he was like, he's like, thought. Oh, she, that's,
AJ.
He probably said that's AJ.
Or AJ Boo Boo.
That's AJ Boo Boo. That's AJ Boo. Or what did you say?
AJ Boo Boo.
AJ Boo Boo. But I think she got a man. I was like, oh, okay. And then I used to go there because, yeah, that's my bank. And then the next time I brought in my daughter. And
that's when I had a pencil skirt on.
You did have a little pencil skirt. You pretended like you was getting water, kept walking back and forth.
That
I was like,
man,
your water bottle full, girl. Why are you going back to the water fountain again?
True.
And I was
what
like,
is
that's whatever. She's thirsty.
She's thirsty.
I get out later,
you're
you know
fucking
what I mean?
Stupid. That is not true. That is not true at
so,
all. I didn't go
no,
and walk
then,
back and forth
yeah.
to get water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then after a while, he moved to a different branch, and then I never saw you until I saw you at the pool of my fucking apartments.
Yours or ours? Because we both lived there.
We
and
both
we didn't
lived
know
there.
That. But
we
how? Also, from when we
Are
lost.
You crying? What is wrong with you right now? We're together. We haven't even took a commercial break yet.
We're not doing a
commercial. We're not?
No.
I wanted to do the thing.
You will, but
right.
Relax. So, can you tell me, like, the... Because I say it was a couple months, and that's what's in my head. That's what I remember. So, from the last time you saw me at...
It was way longer than a couple months until I saw you at the apartments.
Like, how long would you say? Because I'm like, oh, it was like 3 months,
no.
right? No. It was longer?
I felt it was way longer than that.
Oh.
But yeah, and then I saw you at the pool, and I offered your dad like some
chicken wings
some
and
chicken
a beer.
Chicken wings and a beer because we were grilling. It was Father's Day, and then you said something to me in the.
I was
hotel,
like, I was like, oh, like, aren't you? Well, no, that was I was outside. But I was like, aren't you Thomas's friend? Remember?
Yeah.
I was yeah. When that's when the grilling was taking place.
Yeah.
What did I say to you in the hot tub?
I don't know.
Let me slap in your face.
So I'm thirsty.
Okay. Oh my god, you're ridiculous. Yeah, but I
just
saw
kidding.
You.
It was real classy.
Sure, bro. No, but I saw you in the pool a couple times because my family would come over to my apartment and we'd do Sunday fun day
mm-hmm.
in the pool and stuff. And
sure, we saw you a few times and then I just asked you for your number one time. And
but how did you ask me for my number? Because like we were leaving, you're like, oh, are you leaving? I was like, yeah, you know. I gotta go, bye. And so I was walking my family to their car and everything. And then how did you ask for my number?
Just ask.
No, you drove up to me in your car. I didn't know who it was. I was about to pull out my gun. With our daughter in the car too.
Yeah, that was definitely different.
Brave.
But I just asked. I didn't know when I was gonna see you down there or whatever, so I just asked for your number. Be much easier and more convenient.
A convenient lay.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
Yeah, so then after that, we got each other's number.
And that's how we met.
Who texted who first?
It was like 5 years ago. I don't have any idea.
You remember a lot. That's good. But no, that's how we met. So we initially met at the bank. And then he followed me to my apartment complex.
Nice summary.
Stalked me for a little bit until I decided to give him my number with his daughter in the front seat. But no, it was a good time. I had fun. It was good. But that's how we met. And here we are today, two kids later. And it's been good so far.
We've been locked in our house ever since.
We've been locked in our house ever since.
Not ever since, but this has been weird.
Why is it weird?
Because we have to stay inside. Yeah. They tell us they want us to stay. That just, I don't know.
I feel like that'll help stop the spreading of it.
Well, for sure.
You literally play basketball like contact. I shouldn't even be by you right now.
Saying that. You're not supposed to tell you.
We went to the park.
People got so offended when I said, I'm like, oh, we're not supposed to say that.
Say what? Oh, that you had contact?
They got so mad. They're like, you're not taking us serious. I'm like,
fuck off.
Yeah, maybe I'm not taking you serious. What the fuck? You guys are getting into my head. You're fucking with me now. I just wanted to get some activity. I'm tired of being in the house.
Oh my God. I'm getting so big.
And that was only 2 days a day. And I'm like, yeah, I gotta go to work, do some shit.
Yeah, no, it's different staying inside and not going out and cooking every night, basically. Like,
fuck that. I want oxtails.
I don't like oxtails, hon. Yeah, so we'll talk about oxtails tonight. So let's do high times. I know there's a lot. What's been a high time for you? Like, there hasn't been a lot recently because we've been quarantined.
Spending time with family has been a high time for sure.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
That's fucking killing it right now.
Damn, that's really good.
Your face was like, damn, I'm never going to cap that. Let's hear your high time.
My high time was renting you that car.
That was cool. Thank you, man.
I know. I have to put you on blast. Like, he texts me. He's like, hi, babe. I was like, hey. Best present ever! !!
Oh, how the fuck would you say that?
Because it was cute.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I am such an adrenaline junkie, so getting that car when he didn't know he was getting it, snuck in to get donuts, fucking classic. I'm amazing. It's fun. I drive fast, not only in that car, but my own car, his car. We drifted in that shit, so I just be fucking shit up, you know? And it's all good. So that was my high, because I think I enjoyed the car more than you did.
Yeah, well, you drove it more than me.
I did not! Don't tell lies. Why would you lie?
I'm just kidding. I drove the fuck out of the car. I'd be pissed if that was my car.
Stop.
I don't swear.
Stop. Don't do that. Oh my God. That's a $170,000 car.
Hopefully that guy's not listening to this podcast.
He doesn't yet, but soon he will, I'm sure.
No,
we're connecting. We're going to mingle and connect.
I'm responsible, so, you know.
You sure were. Again, 170.
Nothing else good.
I'm done. So yeah, that was my high time. So thank you for asking. Yeah, I think we're gonna like keep these rolling, but kind of keep them a little bit shorter than usual, just because we are quarantined and we gotta.
We're done.
Yeah.
We still gotta do the little ad read. I got the sports section.
Babe, I told you.
We're done.
Babe, can you stop? We don't have like a sound person or a studio that we go to or anything. So all this is done at home, edited and corrected and fixed and all that good stuff by moi yourself. So we definitely appreciate you guys, but these next couple episodes are going to be a little bit shorter. As I mentioned before on my Instagram, we're not going to release an episode every Wednesday, but every other Wednesday, just because with the whole quarantine that's going on, we do have to take care of a lot of stuff. I hate you. This is why I'm done. Anyways, as always, guys, subscribe, like, tell your friends, tell everyone. We appreciate the love and support. If you have questions, comments, concerns, please do send me an email at byds48@gmail.com or send me a DM on Instagram at beyourdamnself_podcast. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Be safe. Have a good one.